The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio, on the air and online.
2 years ago, Virginia changed the way it awards funding for transportation projects. Among those pleased with the changes, Governor Terry McAuliffe.
There is a better way to do this, to take the politics out of it. And standing here today, the great news is it's now out.
But as is usually the case with government action, not everybody is always 100% happy with the results. And that's the case this year in Fredericksburg, as we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project.
Yeah, this is a story by Scott Schenck, a reporter with the Fredericksburg Freelance Star, about local officials kind of scratching their head after the second round of a new system called Smart Scale, by which the Virginia Department of Transportation is coming up with criteria to decide which road projects get funding.
In the first year under Smart Scale, the Fredericksburg area received $200 million. This year, 75% less. What was the difference?
The story by Scott Schenck is about officials talking about, boy, how does this Smart Scale system work, and how can we design our projects or describe our projects or provide additional information about our projects that will kind of hit the criteria and, if you will, get some extra credit.
And David, that's a conversation that's probably going on in many places in Virginia. In Fredericksburg, they were disappointed that the state will not fund an upgrade of the crossing of the Rappahannock River on I-95 North.
And so there was a lot of discussion of kind of why perhaps that project, unlike the southbound project, which got approved a few years ago, didn't make the cut. And there was talk about, well, it's a road that only goes in one direction, and they only took into account weekday traffic, whereas the officials there in Fredericksburg say that, you know, the weekend backups on I-95 are not uncommon and a known problem. So they need to, next round, make sure that is emphasized or at least included in the proposal.
The project would cost $131 million, and David, there's some speculation that maybe the state just thought it was too expensive.
Really unclear how the costs factor into the criteria, and that's something that they're trying to figure out.
Well, that point under Virginia law may not be clear, but this one is.
Every rising sixth grade student in Virginia is required to have a booster dose of the Tdap vaccine.
And there's the informational video on YouTube to prove it. Tdap is tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis. David, that vaccination rate in Richmond is way low.
Yeah, this is a story by Katie DeMaria, a reporter with the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Nearly half, she reports, of sixth graders missed days of school this year because they didn't have the Tdap.
Administrators think it's a case of parents not knowing the law.
If the message is not getting through to the parents, they're trying to get these sixth graders to maybe bring the message home. And that is, they're trying to make a contest out of it in the summer this year. If you get your vaccination done, you could enter a contest to win a $50 gift card. The hope is that if the children are motivated and tell their parents, that will result in more vaccinations taking place.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.